Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We've been following the deeds of Blake Shinn, who's been flying the Aussie flag over in the States, and he notched his first win on US soil over the weekend. It's great to catch up with him this morning on Racing Pulse. G'day, Blake. How are you going, mate?
Very well, thanks, Michael. Good morning to you and the listeners.
Yes, good evening, your time. Congratulations on the win on the weekend. And you've been a busy boy because I believe you just finished another meeting at Arlington Park. So do they have a weekend doubleheader over there?
That's correct, yes. We race Friday, Saturday, and it's Sunday afternoon here. And I've just finished riding and in a couple of seconds, and now just finished up and on the way back home.
How are you enjoying it over there? What's the lifestyle like?
Look, it is pretty good. I've taken a little bit to find my way, but where the sort of racetrack is, it's a little bit out of Chicago. So I'm basing myself in the heart of Chicago and catching, I'm actually on the train now, heading back into where I'm staying. So, I'm trying to enjoy the lifestyle and enjoy the city of Chicago and whilst riding over here. So it's a great experience, and just trying to take everything in and learn as much as I can. And it's been good so far.
Geez, a bit different to back home. You catch the train to and from the track.
Yeah, well, you're just trying to make things easier to get around, and pretty good. You just get dropped off at right outside the course, and it's the best way around here, so it's all good.
What was the win like when you got home on a horse called Brisson, and 175 owners? So what a way to break your US duck with 175 owners.
That's it, yeah. It was great to experience the a thrill of winning over here, and the excitement of a big group of owners. They certainly really embrace winning, and they get behind it. In particular with Brisson, I was walking around the mounting yard, and all the owners really got behind the horse and started to cheer me on as I was walking out. And it was a great feeling, and just to get the monkey off the back, so to speak, and have that first win over here. It was pretty memorable and proud moment, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And it seems like you're getting plenty of opportunities. So the locals seem to have embraced you.
Yes, they have. They've really welcomed me in with open arms, Michael. And I've got a great agent over here, Steve Levin, his name is. And he's, really familiar with everyone around the track. And Wesley Ward, sort of good friends of Wesley Ward, and he's linking up with Steve and introduced me to everyone around. And, everyone's been great. They've given me an opportunity, and it's all you sort of need to, try and get the kick along. And I was able to ride my first winner for a Hall of Fame trainer, Wayne Catalano, and it was a great start, that's for sure.
And what's it like riding against all the local jockeys over there? Have they been welcoming in the jockeys' room as well?
They've been great. They've all been fantastic. The leading rider at the track, Jose Valdivia Jr., he's a terrific guy. He's given me a great insight into the track. And, every person, I must say, the camaraderie over here is, really, really nice to be involved with, and I'm having a great time riding here and learning a lot. The racing is certainly a little bit different to Australia. They run the gate really quickly. You've got to have your wits about you, and it's a bit different. But you've got to be really sharp. And I'm finding it challenging, but it's exciting at the same time, and it's just great to be over here.
How would you describe the different style of racing over there? Are they more go quite quickly from the start and not sit up, or what's the difference in style?
Yeah, that's correct. Basically, that's it. They're running, their last furlong of the race is the slowest. In every race, and you know, out of the gates, you know, their first two furlongs, you know, they're running 21, 22 every race. So, you know, you've got to have your wits about you right from the get go. They're probably running half miles anywhere between, you know, probably around 45, 46. So you just can't rest, and you've got to, you know, and it's hard to make ground, but you've got to try and save a little petrol for the finish. So I have found it a little bit hard. Like I said, it has been a little bit of a challenge, but I'm loving the challenge and I'm learning a lot. The riding styles are a bit different, so I'm taking a bit away from that. And, it's been great. And like I said, it was good to get that winner off the back yesterday, and hopefully, you know, I've got 3 more weeks left, and, yeah, hopefully we can get a couple more winners whilst I'm here.
Is it something you'd like to do again and maybe extend a period of time over there in the future?
Yeah, I'd love to. Look, I've got a 5-year visa over here, and it's something that I would like to build on into the future. And, you know, yesterday was a dream come true, but, you know, I've got some goals that I'd like to achieve. You know, there's some... Now I have to look at races like the Kentucky Derby and the Breeders' Cup and like that. You know, they're things that, as a jockey, that you dream of riding in, and, you know, even to be here, it is a dream to be here, but, you know, it's something that if I could make happen to get into one of those big races, I'll certainly be doing my very best to try and achieve, that's for sure.
Well, well done on your first victory, Blake. I'm sure there'll be many more, and we'll keep in contact throughout the next 3 weeks of your stint over there. Sounds like it's going great.
Thanks, Michael. Good to talk to you.
Enjoy the train ride back home.
No worries. Thanks, buddy.
Blake Shinn, live from the States, heading back to his base in Chicago after notching the first win. How about that? He catches the train to and from the track.